Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music. This is Danette Wallace, aka Lioness. I just want to thank you guys for tuning in. It's been a blessing seeing some of your responses to what I do. So I just want to welcome you to another episode of The Lioness, Beast or Savage. And what we're going to talk about today is something that just kind of struck me as interesting. So I'll let you guys be the judge. Again, thank you for tuning in. If you like this one, listen to the rest of them. We also are the home of GV Hot 97 with Wake to Worship. Check us out on our anchor.fm/GV Hot 97. Or like us on Facebook at GV Hot 97. And as always, stay connected. I hope you enjoy. GV Hot 97, you're listening to Vibe With Me, Joachim Carude. Thank you for the tunes.
Nobody will tune in, but anyway, just want to just share, because all day today, I really haven't been getting no revelation or nothing like that, but I was watching TV, and the comment I heard was, "Who raised you?" And that got me thinking, man, who raised you? Who raised you? Ooh. And it was so funny because the context that she actually said it in, she was saying it in a positive way, right? Because normally if we think, who raised you? You would think kind of negative. But apparently the person she asked this question was, you know, polite, had manners, you know, was easy to talk to, and what she said was, who raised you? So that led me to think, who raised you? Who raised you? And so as I'm like really sitting here, I'm like seriously sitting here just thinking about that question, because as I look back and think about how I was raised, it makes me think, am I doing what I'm doing because of the way that I was raised? Or am I literally living the life that I'm supposed to live? Or are they one and the same? Who raised you? Oh, man. Who raised you? So I'm a mom of five kids, and I always said I didn't understand how at least four kids that were all going to school at the same time, and one would get in trouble, one would get straight A's, and one would never get in trouble. And I kept saying, well, I raised all of them in the same household. Why they act so different? And then I just justified it to the character of each individual child. They're going to be different. They have different likes. They have different dislikes. Who raised you? And just coming off of Mother's Day and thinking, wow, I've raised four grown children, got one left at home, but But then when I look back over it realistically, y'all, who raised you? I don't think I raised them. Matter of fact, I know that the earlier days of my parenting, I think they was raising me. I don't think I raised my kids. I'm at a point where the older my children are, I can see a difference between my younger children. And I'm thinking, not the cop-out, not saying it's a cop-out, because you know what? Your kids going to have different personalities. Your kids are going to like different things. Your kids are going to dislike different things. But the behaviors they learn, the behaviors they model, the behaviors that they mimic, I can see me in them. And not only that, I can see me in them at that point in time of my life. So I have a child that like to cut up. Where'd she get it from? Where did she get it from? I have a child that is adventurous and free-hearted and creative and, you know, goes with the wind. And I had that moment in my life too. Then I have a child that is inventive and business savvy and, you know, got the plan for everything. And I started to transition. Now, then I got a child that is strategic, will got a hustle, will work hard till it's done. Very creative. But that was the transition in my life. And now I have one that is educated and just tries everything and is a go-getter and focused. Who raised you? Who raised you? You literally could have one mother and father and be raised very differently depending on what your parents or your mother was going through at that time of her life. Man, who raised you? Who raised you? Given that I've evolved, so many different things that we encounter, and when we're going through, it's very hard not to, for everybody around us not to feel it, for everybody around us not to be impacted by it. Who are you raising? We complain. All these children don't have no manners today. They don't have no respect for the elderly. They don't care about this. They don't care about that. All they want to do is be on their cell phones and be to themselves. Who raised you? Who raised you? Because I can't even stress on being at an event for my child and seeing the number of parents that were on their cell phones instead of focusing on the celebration and the awards. Who raised you? Who are you raising? Are you raising those under your care to be better than you, to raise the bar? Are you raising them? Or are you tolerating them? Or are you coasting with them? Or are you just trying to get by? Because I've been in all them stages. And I can see it in my kids. I can see it in the way that they move, the way they maneuver through life. Who raised you? Who raised you? I thank God for the way that I was raised. I thank God that I was raised by my grandmother who kept me in church. I complained every week, and we were Seventh-day Adventists. So let me tell you, we only was allowed to go to church. I mean, watch TV. Okay, this is real. I don't know. If you ask me what the cartoons were, Saturday morning cartoons, if you ask me what was the Saturday morning cartoons from the ages of however young to like 8 or 9, the first 8 or 9 years of my life, I couldn't tell you. Because for Seventh-day Adventists, the Sabbath started Friday when the sun went down, and it didn't end until Saturday when the sun went down, and we were not allowed to watch TV, no cartoons, no games, no nothing. We ate good. But nothing else. You ain't good. You got lucky if you played outside, but nothing else. So I don't even know what cartoons was going on then. None of that. But what I do know is that I was raised that in a household with discipline. Oh, my grandma didn't play the radio. No, no, no. I was raised in a household with organization. We had a time when we got up. We had a time when we got dressed. We had a process for bed. We had to take a bath. My grandmother used to check our ears. I mean, there was structure. When we was bad, there was discipline. And not just any discipline. Everybody in the house got it. If didn't nobody say what it was, who did what? Who raised you? Who raised you? My grandma could cook. I was in the kitchen every time she was. Who raised you? There's something from your childhood that maybe you forgot. Maybe there's something in your childhood that you were supposed to learn, that you'll use in this day and age. Don't just overlook the things that you was taught. The things that you were raised on. Don't just overlook those things. Like that woman said, who raised you? Remember the respect that you were taught. Remember the manners you were taught. Remember the hospitality you were taught. Remember the love you was shown. Remember the love you was given. If it wasn't none of that, because there's some dark things too, remember those things to keep you motivated to raise the bar. Who raised you? Who motivated you to go higher? Who motivated you to do better? Who raised you? Who got you angry enough to fight your way out of it? Who raised you? Be thankful. Be thankful. Who raised you? Man. Question of the day, for real. Who raised you? When you see children in the street, don't you think who raised you? When they cussing right in front of you, got enough the nerve that would call you an old woman, call you an old man, tell you they gonna whoop your tail no matter how old they are, pull a gun on you at the drop of a dime, break in your car, steal your car. Who raised you? Are we still raising our youth? Who's raising our youth? Who's raising our kids? Who raised you? Did the streets raise you? Who raised you? There's a saying, the streets raised. I don't believe that our children are raised by the streets. I believe they are taken by the streets. Who raised you? Don't ever forget. Man, if you were raised in a household where they taught you God, they taught you the Bible, regardless of what your beliefs are now, just remember some of those things you were taught. You were raised. God was intentional about the way He raised you. Nothing happens in our lives, I don't believe, by mistake or as an accident. So look over your life. Write down the good stuff. Write down the bad stuff. Remember who raised you, or let it raise you. That's all I gotta say today. I know it's late. Just was on my heart. The Bible says, honor your mother and your father so your days will be long on the earth. And I gotta believe that there's a reason for that. I think it's in the commandments because the training and the upbringing that you receive is to raise you to higher levels, to elevate you, to get you to do better, be better, strive for better, live better, love better, even hurt better, because when you know how to deal with it, who raised you? Thank you for tuning in, Danette Wallace. Pray for you, girl. And if this blessed you in any way, like it, share it. Again, right off of Mother's Day, happy belated Mother's Day. But that's a real thing. Are we raising our children? And who raised you? Raise somebody. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in. Danette Wallace, a.k.a. Lioness, representing GV Hot 97, Wake to Worship. Also, check out GV Hot 97, Black Views, Talk of the Town, Magic Mike over there, and it gets you thinking. Check out DJ Devo over at GV Hot 97, Uncut. Hate to say it, but he'll keep you partying. show. Again, Danette Wallace, Wake to Worship, TV Hot 97. We can be heard at anchor.fm/TV/hot-97. Or you can reach us on Facebook. Link up with us so we can stay connected. TV/hot-97. Or catch us at Apple, iPod, Podcast. I'm probably saying that all wrong. Google Play Music, Overcast, Pocket Cast, just to name a few. Again, God bless you. Good night.